2 inches deep podcast. It's your boy Ali rocking the mic. We got Coach Jackson Bozarth. And it's just gonna be us two just for a while. Subway's at Grant's on a little excursion. He'll be back whenever he's ready. But now it's just gonna be us taking over. We got fun episodes planned. And before we do get into our actual episode, go check out our other stuff. Real Life Wednesdays, other episodes that we put out. Our last Real Life Wednesday was about
experiences.
Experiencing things we think, things everyone we think should experience. So we talked about stuff we've experienced, stuff we want to experience. So if you guys are interested in that, go check it out. Great episode, great talks. That's what Real Life Wednesdays are for. But now we're getting into juicy stuff on Sunday nights over here at the 2 inches deep man cave headquarters. But first, I think we should talk about football, especially you, man. I think you had a great weekend for football. You know, first of all, let me start off with this. There's nothing on my part because Bears have a bye. So we're solid on that one. Didn't lose, didn't win. Week of rest.
I watched the Colts, and even in the first half when we were down, I was like, there's something that I felt, there's promise there because we weren't playing that bad. Even, and usually when Phillip Rivers throws an interception, I get incredibly angry, some would say.
Enraged, yeah.
Some would say. And when he threw his interception, I wasn't that mad because it wasn't really his fault. It was just a tip pass, stuff like that happens. And we were keeping up. And then the second half, we just played a really clean, like our defense showed why we're the number one defense in the league. I mean, if you can shut out Aaron Rodgers in the second half, you're doing something right. And then the fourth quarter came around.
Tough one.
And this is how I knew it was going down. I got called into work and I was like, this is a sign that pain's about to happen. Could either have been really good or really bad. And right as I got called into work, it got really bad. And I think God was trying to tell me not to watch this game. So anywho, I get called into work and I decided I was going to finish my game. And it's the last drive. We're driving. We do like a slant route, get a first down on fourth down. And I'm like, it's game over. I'm texting everyone, it's game over. Well, then 7 fucking holding penalties happened in a row. And it felt like the longest 7 minutes of my life. I mean, usually that's what people say after we have sex. For me, it was awful. It was just so long. Because you guys know me. I mean, I'm a 30-second pump and chump.
Sometimes it's how we like it, you know?
Exactly. However, this one was just so long, so unneeded. And then we ended up having to punt, and Aaron Rodgers just throws a 60-yard pass because why not?
That's what he does.
They kick a field goal. We go into overtime. And then that's when I'm just going to pass it off to you because that's when you got involved in the Colts mayhem.
Pardon the yawn. I get a call from the Bozarth himself. And it was just like, turn the fucking camera to the TV. I was like, all right. I had that up. Turn the volume up. I turned everything up. He's like watching it, bro. And I think he almost lost his voice.
Dude, it hurts really bad.
Like right now. My phone speaker must have been blown out a little bit. He's definitely like has some issues now. But you know, luckily for him, it went into overtime, and you know, it was bad because from the jump they lost the coin toss.
What did I say?
Just call heads.
I said they call heads.
They call tails. They didn't. And then like they got the ball, and like what was it, like first or second play? Second play.
Yeah.
Packers fumble and you get the ball back. And
yeah, that's when I almost hit someone because I was losing my mind.
He was driving while on FaceTime. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the fucking people were scared.
Yeah, it was just, it's been a long day. Like, I'm actually emotionally drained because of the game.
Well,
it was that bad, but we won. And that's all I really have to say about the Colts is I'm still in like that weird phase right now where I don't know if we're a really good team or like we're just getting lucky because we've beaten 2 good teams in a row and now we have to play another one in the Titans again. So it's just, it's not getting easier. So we've won 7 games. We've tied the amount that we won last year. So that's something that I'm happy about. And I'm thinking, you know, if we can win out, we have 7-2. So we have 6 more games left. If we can 3 more, we put ourselves in a really good spot, And I think that those games that we can win are next week. We play the Texans twice and the Jaguars once. And then I think we have the Steelers, which is going to be really tough. And someone else, but we'll figure it out. We'll go from there when that happens.
That was fun watching you. That was a fun game to watch. I was the, was it the game of the week?
Game of the week.
Yeah, that was, damn right it was. But me, yeah, I didn't watch too much football today. I just watched that game pretty much and a little bit of the Chiefs Raiders here in Vegas. A little bit more news about Vegas. We have new lockdown procedures here. It's going to affect our restaurant biz.
About that in a little bit.
Right. But I think now I want to get into dumbass of the week. I mean, if you guys want to talk about fantasy, I'm not too into it because I think I'm winning this week, but I'm not winning the whole thing. I think Jax is in the running for that.
Yeah. I always ask you, like, do you purposely try to suck at fantasy football, or is it just something?
I think I'm winning, no.
Yeah, it's like your second time that you won this year, though. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know, I'm
like
3-7.
You're really in the race to get iced out.
I don't think I will, but I mean, we're close.
Yeah. We're close. So for me, I'm losing really bad right now. I was projected to win. Some of my players did not want to show up, which sucks, but I can honestly say this. I'm so much more happier that the Colts won than anything, than that my fantasy losses really don't upset me right now. So fantasy this week is what it is, but we're getting into that where it's really tough, because when you get into the later stages of fantasy, it's it actually kind of worked a little bit when you held it down.
I'm just fucking up my laptop. Y'all hear that noise? A little. It's my fucking laptop. I'm going to X game mode. I don't know. It's like a PlayStation.
X game mode. It's not that bad. I think honestly, the issue that's in there is it's getting pissed off. So we're talking shit about it. But there's I think there's just stuck little dust in there that's just sitting.
Probably. It's the fan. I know it's the fan, but I mean, I kind of want to fix it now, because if it breaks, I don't have nothing to do my homework on and my tests. So.
You want to hear a fun fact about my computer that I bought this year? I tell everyone I built it. You know, it was custom built. But it just makes
custom me, built.
Yeah. But it just makes. Well, yeah, but I got some cool shit in there. But I always tell someone, like, well, you know, because I got some upgrades on it.
I'm a PC gamer.
So I always tell someone, I was like, well, I did build it. And they're like, you built one? You think you can do it for me? And I'm like, no.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, you know, I don't have time.
Yeah.
But look at how sick mine is.
I don't know how to edit a video. So.
Hey, anywho. No matter.
To wrap up the sports segment of this show. Colts won. That's all I really care about. Fantasy, I'm kind of getting cheeked up on, but it is what it is.
Well, there you go. Now, we're dibble-dabbling into their dumbass of the week. And, you know, last Sunday we didn't do an episode, but there's plenty of dumbasses to go around.
Oh, we're coming back strong, too.
Yeah,
finish out the year.
I think I'll go first. And that's because my dumbass of the week... is none other than Coach Bosworth himself, Coach Jax.
This comes as a surprise. I'm nervous on what's going
on. You can be surprised or not, but last weekend, me and my girlfriend had a function to go to, and we were like, you know, see what Jackson's doing after. And, you know, we went to the spot. Thought we were going to eat, but we didn't eat. And then, you know, when we came there, Zarth was already on off a few sake bombs. Sake bombs are great, not gonna lie. But we knew he was feeling it, because I wasn't, you know, I was good.
What's
I was
my telltale
DD,
sign
sort of.
That I'm feeling it?
You know when you're feeling it, when you're like stuck around dancing out of nowhere?
Me?
Yeah. When you start like getting for the pick, and no one's holding the camera, you're like, what is he talking about?
Well, you know, I think I start feeling it when I'm abnormally nice to people.
Okay, I can see that, but you also.
Big hugger when I'm drunk. Big
true,
hugger.
Yeah, for sure. And it was also just like one of those things, like, you know, I was actually kind of hungry, not gonna lie, but you guys just got done eating.
Well, here's the thing. Let me just tell you my side of the story about this, is that I was under the impression that you were going to a different thing and that there was going to be hors d'oeuvres there for you to divulge.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Obviously, there wasn't. And so we went a little bit earlier than expected, and I didn't think you were going to come. I thought you were going to meet at the after thing.
Right, I feel that.
This, I feel like, you know what, get in. Come on, come over here.
No, I was so pissed at work when we said that. We're going at 9. Well, you know we don't fucking get off until 9:30.
I need you to, come on. So, announcement. It's an announcement. We're having a new guest on here. She's been waiting for her debut. It's Brianna. Do you want a nickname? What should we give her a nickname? Should we talk about that that nickname? How did it start? I mean,
so it started because you started it with other people who I had in my group. If I was talking about, oh, I'm hanging out with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
then, that's right.
And I kept talking about Brianna. You're like, wee wee.
It stuck, though. Yeah. It stuck. Ever since then, I've been doing that. So, wee wee. Let's just talk about your origins. And we always ask people when they come on the pod, like, what is your thoughts about 2 inches deep?
Well, I love it, but I have to support because my boyfriend is one of the main hosts of
it. Tell them about 2 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, so like...
The name is not accurate.
You know, so when you get in a relationship and everything like that, you kind of have to gas your boyfriend up, obviously, and about your friends and family, you got to tell them. So like, has 2 inches deep ever came into the conversation, and what's the perception of it when it is brought into the conversation amongst your friends and family?
Well, when I tell my family about it, they're like, well, what do they talk about? And I always just tell them it's just a sports podcast because I can't tell them what you guys really talk about because you guys talk shit about my family on here.
Okay, that's just Alex. Alex is a big talker shitter.
But my friends thinks it's so funny, and I always play them like the snidbits when he talks about me on them, and they love it.
Good.
And they're like, oh, he's so cute. That's so sweet.
Aw, yeah. Well, we're super. He is a softy. He's become even softer. But we
are rock hard when I need to be.
That's not true.
Anyway, you're fine.
That's not true.
There was a moment in time.
That's not true.
Hold on a second. Say that one more time.
There's a story.
It's very accurate.
Who's accurate?
Alex is.
Thank you.
Getting a little sexual up in here, but
if you guys want to hear some crazy sex stories, check out our last episode of.
Was it last episode?
Not a real life one. I said one before that. We did the sex stories.
Yeah.
Check those out. Those are cool.
Yikes! I have family that listens to this, so yikes.
They're in for a treat. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving conversation is gonna be pretty interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of that, what are you guys' plans for Thanksgiving? Because it's all coming up.
I'm going out of state for Thanksgiving.
How about you tell them where you're going?
I'm going to Nebraska.
GBR, baby. Go Big Red.
Go Cornhuskers.
Yikes.
Cornhuskers for life.
I want to ask you this question. Tell me how Nebraska accent goes. I need a good one before you leave.
When they what?
A Nebraskan accent.
I don't even know because my family's not really like real Nebraskans. Like, they don't talk like that.
Well, because there's a distinction. There's like a Wisconsin one, which is like, hey, how you doing there, eh?
Gonna no, go that's see the Canadian.
Game. Well, no, but Wisconsin's kind of right up there. It's like that. Come on, it's
that's
right
like
up
Minnesota.
There. Okay, you guys are like killing my vibe. You guys are both ganging up on me right now, laughing and shit.
See, my family moved around a lot, and they just kind of ended up in Nebraska, so they're not from there because my grandpa was in the Air Force.
Sick flex. sick flex. Okay, what about you, Alex?
Thank you for your service. You know, Christmas is around the corner. And I'm a pretty avid gift giver.
We're talking
avid.
About Thanksgiving.
I'm getting to it. So, my Thanksgiving, we're doing duck. Ukrainians, we don't do no turkey.
Bullshit. And rabbit.
We're just doing duck this year. And crab legs.
And rabbit.
Yeah, because you know, that's what the pilgrims ate, so.
a special rabbit named Peanut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taking care of the rabbit, yeah.
So talk to me about this.
No, listen. I need money. So I'm working my job. On top of doing, I'm doing Postmates every day after 2 or 3 hours, feeding all the stoners in the valley so I can get my money to spend on gifts.
Well, because now, you know, no, we'll wait on that. We'll wait on that because we'll talk about what I was going to say later on. That sounds like it's fun, buddy. It's funny because I've had Thanksgiving. I'm 20 years old, so I have 20 Thanksgivings, but realistically, I've had like 40 because I've had to do two because of the whole divorce
Interesting.
Kid thing.
Interesting.
Flex, yeah. What's good? Hashtag divorce family. My parents hate each other.
Woo! Just had two Christmases.
That's absolutely right. Anyways, so I have two Thanksgivings, but this year will only be one if you know what I'm talking about. But
I know.
Anyways, we don't have a sponsor for a reason. But anyways, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. It's just a good time because there's just... Those are one of the few days where you could just sit there and pig the fuck out and no one can judge you.
No, watch football and all that.
Mm-hmm. Watch football. But this year, I do want to do a turkey bowl, and then I want to spend an hour in shelter just handing out some food. That's like my goal this week, is to do that one time. Like Speaking of that, are we going to do a Real Life Wednesday this week?
I think so.
I think we should.
Yeah, I think we will.
And maybe we can incorporate what we're thankful for or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Something like that. Be an episode. Get that. Good ideas.
But I didn't think I got to finish my dumbass.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you're my dumbass because you trusted your buddy with your cash to blow at the roulette.
Yeah. Happens. Now,
tell me in which way, what direction were you expecting that to go? Were you expecting a big win or the result that he got, which was nothing?
Well, let me just tell you something about Jackson, is if I'm doing anything in life, I'm expecting success.
I understand.
Yeah. You know, I just don't put up a failure. Let me just tell you that night I had it, obviously, too much to drink. Too much to drink. Wasn't my best showing. However, as I was there, sometimes when you're drinking, you find new discoveries, and I realized that everyone was wearing black. And the week prior to that, I think my sad boy was strip clubs, and I was close to going to one, and we hit the roulette table a couple times, and we actually won a little bit. So I was like, something's telling me right here, right now, that I need to go back.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the table, and I'm like, everyone's wearing black. It's a sign. All my best buds are there. It's a sign, so we need to go back. And that was my thinking, and it didn't pay off well.
No, I mean,
didn't pay off well. I was incredibly sad about it, especially the next day when I came to my senses, when I was like, oh, that happened.
Yeah.
And then moreover, this week, paying a couple bills, I was like, oh, yikes. Not fun. So I definitely deserve that title. I forgot that was what you were going to mention.
No. Yeah.
Crazy. All in all, funny night, though. Like, good memories.
It was a good night, yeah.
Just, you know, my bank account's a little upset with me. But I'm going to go to my dumbass, and it's, you know, I know that we have a sports listeners, and then we have life listeners. I'm going to talk to my quick sports listeners real quick, go on a quick rant. College football, my dumbass of the week is BYU football. Some people think because they soak. Some people think because they have multiple wives. Nope, that's not why you're my dumbass. My dumbass of the week is that their quarterback, Zach Wilson, put out a picture. It wasn't even a picture. It was like BYU football. He was wearing a headband. And he's a pretty damn good quarterback, I'm not going to lie. Like, he's up there in the nation. He's going to be in the Heisman race. But he put out, it was like a headband saying anytime, anywhere, any place. And then a headline came out today saying that BYU denied a game versus Washington this week because they didn't want to fuck with their ranking, which is just, that's not anytime, anywhere, any place, and it's kind of pussy to me. I hate shit like that. It's like, if you're going to try to flaunt with the big boys and want to be a tough team, then you don't deny games like that. And, you know, I obviously rep Washington a little bit more because my buddy plays for them, and I think they fucking kicked the shit out of them, and I hope they did. But I just, as a competitor and as a former player and as everything like that, it just, it grinds my gears when I see wannabe tough guys not be tough. You know what I mean? That's my dumbass league.
No, that's pretty fucking stupid to tell you that.
Thank you. I thought about it. Yeah. Brianna, do you have anything dumb that you want to talk about before we get into your, like, segment? Anything that just, like, grinds your gears?
I hate that Sislak is shutting down.
Oh, we'll get there. It is going to be tough. It just happened today, so it's very fresh. So it feels like March all over again, and it brings me back to that memory where I'll never forget where you and I were petrified of what was going on. Like, I honestly thought the world was going to end. So I think people are going to have a brand new stuff. Are you more upset, Brianna, with the people in Nevada that have prolonged this because they're not taking it seriously, or are you more upset with Sislak and how he's gone about the approach?
I'd kind of say both. Mm-hmm. I think the people aren't taking it seriously here because Vegas is party central all the time, and everyone's like, oh, it's getting better in the country, let's go party now and go to Vegas. And then that's why a lot of our cases are rising, is because people are still working because we have to have places for these people to go to. That's how we make money in Vegas. And it's hard for us to not catch the virus when people from everywhere are coming and giving it to yeah. us. And it sucks for like us, because now that we're getting shut down again, I feel like work's just going to be harder because we're doing all curbside.
And it's not very good on like, tips either, that's yeah. for sure.
And we're not necessarily a place that can take reservations. Now we can't do the walk-ins, or how is that going to work? And our boss isn't the smartest person when it comes to laying that out. He doesn't give us very much information, so that's great.
We're throwing shots out here.
Shout out our boss. Thanks for the job.
Love you.
So
I'm still trying to get that raise.
So I'd say usually I'm not the one that gets really political in here, but I do kind of want to get a little, I want to talk about this because this was going to be my sad boy, but I have another one already planned out. My biggest thing that upsets me about the lockdown is not so much of the people that have going on. I mean, obviously there's kids our age that are just doing some dumb shit and not really helping our case out, right? Like you guys know the culprits on Snapchat that do the same shit every week, and it's like, or I've seen people that I know that have gotten the virus more than once, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
living life, yeah.
You know what I mean? The thing that upsets me about Governor Sisolak and his mandate in this is, and like I said, I'm not trying to throw shots because of any political reasoning. Like, I understand that his job's a lot harder than mine. I make barbecue. He makes legislature stuff, right? The thing okay. that upsets me, though, is that, yeah, I probably completely fucked that up, didn't I, with like some...
Legislature? I mean, it makes sense.
I think.
Legislative decisions?
Yeah, I think that was like the right thing, though. You know what I mean?
We're not a political podcast, but keep going.
There's a listener that is very political that's probably going to be like, well, that's not what a governor
is. Probably going to call us out, yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, it's my uncle. the thing that upsets me is when he was talking about it, he's talking about how the Nevada economy is going to take a hit and everything like that. And then he asked for people, the locals, to stay at home, but he allowed more people to come in. So it's like, how are you going to allow, you know, the people from California, the people from Arizona, the people from all that... And be like, with open arms, be like, hey, come into our casinos, come do this, come do that. But for us, you're looked down upon if you do go to the casino, but you're a local. And that's the only thing that really grinded my gears, because I was like, what's the... It's just very hypocritical in my mind. Any thoughts on that, Alex?
I mean, you know, it is Vegas. You know, what happens here stays here. So obviously Corona happened. It's going to stay here. But I think the reason he did this is because we saw a spike in all our cases, so it's like he has to do something or else it makes it look bad. So this was his response, and some people like it, some people don't, you know.
Yeah,
but like, you know, I can't blame the guy. He's like, no one has a protocol for how these things are supposed to go. So
yeah, it's not like you can wake up and I understand that. I do, and so I try to find empathy in it. Like, I don't try to shit on him. Like, I'm not gonna go out and, you know, disrespect him and have a fucking party as 50. I'm not gonna do that. Sometimes I get anxiety, and this isn't to be like a real life Wednesday, but sometimes I get anxiety if this is ever going to end.
Are we going to
go
day,
into next year still doing this? And sometimes I look back on what life was prior to COVID because it feels so distant.
Yeah, I don't ever expect this or anything like that. So it is what it is. Mm-hmm. That's all I can really say. But, to lighten up the subject, this is our pose a question segment. And the question this week is, what food have you had that made you feel like shit, or it made you have the shits?
Mm.
Shit yourself. Both. Yeah. Whew. I have one.
Go ahead.
And I think this is like
Brianna's ready too, so.
Yeah, this is like about the only one I remember that made me go fucking berserk. This is in Baltimore, and my dad liked this place. It was like a hole-in-the-wall place on the side of the highway. They served barbecue.
Mm.
And they served, like, you know, like...
It wasn't legit.
I don't think it was, because he ordered this, like... Man, it was some like, pit with gravy sandwich. It, like, sliced, like, brisket on there with, like, gravy on it on two slices of bread. And the bread was just soaked in the gravy. But it shit did used to smack. So he'd get it all the time, and he got it. I was like, give me one. He got me one. I scarfed that bitch down, bro.
Of course.
Dude, woke up next morning. Wow. It wasn't even it was the shit. It was just like, bro.
It wasn't the
shit. Like, I started seeing sideways. I started like seeing sideways. I don't know what they put in the food, but Like, bro, my vision was, like, blurry. I was clouded and shit. Like, I was sick for, like, 5 days. If I had food poisoning, I wasn't, like, thrown up or anything. But I was like, God damn. Every time I stood up, bro, I felt like I was about to tip over.
Really?
And that ruined that food for me. Like, that great. I can't have gravy no more because of that. Like, it was just like, oh, my God.
See, that's so funny because I had something like that, too. Do you remember what that place was called?
No, I don't remember.
So, I have a food that was... And it's so weird that this happened when I was probably six.
Okay.
And I haven't had this particular food since because of that experience. And I don't know why I still remember it. But I remember one day my mom made me rice. And, like, for any of my friends that know me, I go down on some rice. There's few things in this world that I go down on. Rice, sour cream, like, all that, right?
Rice is a slapper, yeah.
Any rice. Like, I just love it.
True.
But for my mom is a salt and pepper queen. Like, just love salt and pepper. It's the Texas in her. Like, if you go to anywhere in Texas or anything that she has, it could be made perfectly without need of salt and pepper, and she'll throw it on there just because she loves it so much. And so one day, sometimes that rubs off on her cooking. So she was making rice and she put salt and pepper on it, but she put a little bit too much pepper. And bro, I ate it. And it tasted fine, like it was fine, but I fucking projectile vomited it up. And from then on out, I have never had pepper on my rice. Like, it's the one thing I can't stand. I love pepper on my salads. I love pepper on chips. Sometimes I love pepper in seeds. Like, there's just a lot of things I like pepper on. But if you put pepper on rice, I will say, not that I have ever sent a meal back, but I just can't do it. Because something in my brain tells me you will throw up. Right, and it's only happened once. Like, and it was when I was 6 years old.
Hey, if it did it to you.
Yeah. And then another thing that, like, always upsets my tummy for whatever reason, but it's so damn good, is Sushi Wa. Like, no other sushi place in Vegas fucks with my stomach, but Sushi Wa,
I think
it might be the sake.
I think it was the amount of food we eat there.
Yeah, I go in.
Yeah, because we can go like, oh, let's have a roll.
Yeah.
No, we have, like, fuck ton of shit.
Sushi Wa sounds good.
It does always sound good.
But now it's like, you got to make a reservation. It's like, who wants to do that?
Right.
But, anywho. All
right. Brianna, what food has it given you?
Brisket chili.
Wait, why was that mine?
Okay, so explain it.
Dickie's brisket chili. It's super good. I'm not going to lie. The chili cheese fries just hit different. But ever since I ate it the first time, I smell it everywhere and it makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
Like, I want to throw up every time I smell it.
Yeah.
It's all the restaurant smells like, and I'm grossed out by it now.
There are some foods that you can just have one time and it fucks with you, and then you just can never have it again.
No, but the thing is, after she ate it, like, the whole week, like, her shit was, like, fucked up. She's like, I can't taste anything. And then with, like, COVID, she's like, no. She's like, she ate something. She's like, this tastes, like, weird. She's, it tastes like brisket chili. She's eating, like, ice cream. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, everything I ate tasted like it. Like, I was eating chips, and I was like, why the hell does this taste like brisket chili?
Did it just hit that hard in the beginning where you're like, oh, my God, this is some of the most revolutionary food I've ever had in my life?
Yeah,
and I ate everything.
Like, I ate it, like, three times the first day we had it, like, brisket chili mac.
Brisket chili mac, brisket chili baker, brisket chili fries.
It honestly hits different. It's so good.
Which is crazy because chili takes so long to make, but the way that they make it there... Which I'm not who you're trying to dish out secrets or anything like that, which it's obviously not that good for you.
Takes me 15 minutes.
It takes you like 5 minutes, really. Like, it's quick. It is quick. That's crazy.
It also comes out quick. How'd that end?
Two time.
That's what I'm saying.
Snail. That was like a 3 out of 10. It was a good one, though. It was a good one.
What, your little snail?
Joke.
Oh, I guess so.
It was a good one. I like that. That was a fun little segment, though, because it's funny how we all have things that just ruins it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my stepdad can't have Cafe Real, and I love Cafe Real.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Love Cafe Real.
Oh, the salad, yeah, for sure. All right, well, that was a great question, and we're going to do those more often because I think it's just fun to change the topic real quick.
And they're quick.
Yeah,
they're
quick, exactly. Fun. Quick little answers. Now we're just going to go be sad for a minute. Sad boys of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Who's yours?
I have a couple.
Since I went first last time.
Obviously, I was going to talk about the Nevada folks out here because I watched the news And people are going in on Sisolak right now. And I don't think that's necessarily fair because, like I said, we did kind of bring it on ourselves. None of us really took it seriously, myself included. It kind of took my parents to get it for me to kind of be like, oh, this is serious. But my sad boy of the week this week that's real sad are WWE fans.
Explain.
You want to know why?
Explain.
Undertaker retired tonight. And the only reason why I know Undertaker is because I've seen him do a couple interviews and shit. And I here's my question I need to ask you, because he retired and I know that you're probably sad and your 8-year-old child in you is real sad. Here's my thing.
I was an avid WWE fan.
Avid. You keep on saying avid and it's upsetting me a little bit. Like avid, maybe? Avid is...
I don't think avid. This is without the D.
That was like a 4. That's a little better. However, how could you find him so tough?
Because he's dead.
But he's wearing mascara.
I thought, see, that's how you know you should be scared of him, because he has no fear. You know, a man who wears...
That's what mascara...
A man who wears mascara, I mean, can you trust him? No. Will he beat the shit out of you? Yes. That's really? Why. Yeah. And it wasn't like my mascara, like lipstick. It was just fucking mascara on his chopper. Are you going to fuck with him? Are you going to ask him, bro, what the fuck you wear on your face?
But it's fake. That's the thing I just don't understand is how...
He does it in real life too. Don't worry. Actually, I don't know if he does it in real life, but...
I don't know, man. But he retired and a lot of people are really upset about it. And the way they said it, I just want to like find the clip because...
Some shit.
I just want to find the clip because one, it's sad because of how cringe it is.
Of what?
His clip of retiring. Did you see it?
No, I'm not. I don't watch that shit no more.
Well, you are.
Obviously, you do.
All right, you guys ready for this?
It's probably him on fucking one knee.
My time has come. To let the Undertaker rest.
Okay, so I didn't know why everyone was echoing it, so please explain that to me.
I don't know why they do that. They do. He says, like, rest in peace. They're like, rest in peace.
See, that's what's so concerning.
John Cena say, you can't see me.
So let's just go over this entire thing real quick, because the thing that makes it more sad is why is there 30-year-old men that are, like, legitimately crying over this and be like, he's retiring. It's like,
I grew up with this guy.
Right. I just don't understand. It's such a...
Listen. Let me tell you something. I knew when I used to watch it, you know, I was middle school, whatever. By the time I got to, like, end of middle school, it was no longer like a, yeah. I'll say elementary school more than middle school, but I used to know, like, families who'd record this shit if they missed the episode. They're like, it's a drama. Like, we have to watch it every Monday when it comes out.
Yeah.
Like, I have to see it. I'm like, every fucking Monday? I'm like, yeah, as a family, we sit down, we watch it.
See, for me, it was always Monday Night Football, because back in the day, Monday Night Football was the shit. Like, the shit. I don't know why. I just remember. I remember
was
distinctly.
To you.
Huh? Yeah, to right. You but here's my thing.
To me, Monday Night Raw was the shit.
It's not sad. It's not sad to cry over a guy retiring. I got really emotional last year when Andrew Luck did.
I bet.
I mean, I was, because I just didn't see.
How do you think I felt when Jay Cutler face ass?
And when Peyton Manning went to the Broncos, oh, dude, devastated. And then when we lost the Super Bowl, devastated too. I understand crying over sport, but knowingly seeing the fact that this is fake, that this is not real, I just don't understand how you can be so drawn into something that's so... It's so extra. WWE is so extra. I don't know. I don't get it.
So it's just drama. It's like a play. People right. love it. You know, I don't think people actually watch it for like the fighting. They watch it for what goes around the fighting. So it is what it is. But those other sad boys, just Undertaker fans or something.
Yeah, I said WWE fans, Undertaker fans, all that.
Gotcha. Well, my sad boys still more on the sports topics. This is for you sports folks out there. My second NFL team, Baltimore Ravens. Whole organization must be sad because, you know, they just signed Dez Bryant. They have all these, like, they have a good team. great defense, and they somehow managed to lose four games, two in a row. One of the fucking Patriots. The Patriots almost lost to the Jets. And they're over here sucking butt. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Lamar, get your shit together. His MVP, like, the curse, the Madden curse got him. I'm just saying it got him.
You think so?
It has to, because, like, you know, the first three games, he was like, yeah, he's a superstar, whatever. Now what?
I don't necessarily blame Lamar in all the losses.
I don't say it's Lamar's fault, but it's like, you know, he would bring his fucking team together.
Right.
If he could, but, like, you know, defense, honestly, is playing good.
I think it was also sad today, too, because the Titans, like, came up and had, like, a team meeting right on the Ravens logo. And even John Harbaugh was, like, getting in the mix and, like, about to fight some of these players, and they still lost. Close game, though. It went into overtime.
It is what it is. It just sucks because, like, now we got the Steelers, who are at the top of the division. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to knock us out, if anything, you know?
Right.
So, it is what it is, but, like, you know, they got to do better. But I don't think this is not the year. Sorry.
Did so?
Nope. Last year could have been, but
they Colts fucking sucked. Colts year.
I guess so. And they lost to Tennessee, who fucking beat their ass last year in the playoffs. So another disappointment right there. Anyway, we're getting towards the end of our script here, but this is a really good segment. This is going to benefit a whole lot of people, hopefully.
It's going to be a fun one, too.
We're going to have a twist at the end here. I think everyone will like. But the segment is 10 things men look for in women. Mm. Now, us being two fine gentlemen, we look for specific features in women that we want to...
Tits.
We want to date. But how this is going to work is I'll do 5, you do 5. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think I'll start it off. I thought it was a special treat at the end, buddy.
Okay.
Gosh. Anyway. Number one. Confidence. Now, what I mean by this is like... obviously, the girl is going to expect the guy to make the first move. But it's always nice to see the girl make the first move as well, like... Oh, hey, what's up? You know, she initiates the conversation just to show that she's interested. That's easier for you to work with as a guy. You know what I'm saying? And I think we look at women for that just because we're easier to connect with them. You feel me? On that type of level.
I think that's a good one. I just think that sometimes there is examples of overconfident ladies that is a really bad turn off for me. Like, really bad turn off. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be confident. I just think that, like, the people that are... up their asses a little bit too much.
Right.
Like, it borderline repulses me. But I do believe that you should have confidence.
Damn, borderline repulsing. Wow.
Yeah.
I understand.
All right, so I'll go next.
Let me hear it.
Mine right off the bat. Right
off
the bat is intelligence.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I can't have an intellectual conversation with you, I can't.
You can't have like what?
Those are good once in a while. It's just I won't ask you on another date, or I won't ask to hang out again if I honestly can't talk to you about anything. And sometimes that correlates back to your confidence, where people are too overly confident and all they can talk about in them is themselves. But intelligence for me varies in so much stuff. I'm not saying that you need to have, you know, a great IQ and be talking to me about quantum physics, but it's just one of those things. If you can have a solid conversation about a couple different things, I'm a sucker for that.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I look for is a woman who could take a joke.
Good one.
Because it's fun to joke around with people.
It is.
And then when you like make fun of a woman, she's like, what the fuck? You said this about me, like, when she gets back at you, it's like, oh, damn, like, mm-hmm. you know, she's doing this shit to me. Turn on, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, I can joke that around, I could joke around with this woman, you know?
That is really fun, too, because then it just lightens up dinners and social gatherings, too.
And you guys have, like, little inside jokes here and there.
So then if you flip the script, the ones that are too sensitive.
Yeah.
They have some issues. They might be daddy or mommy issues.
That one's going to be like, we're having a conversation later.
Yeah.
Type shit. I don't need that. And I was
like,
it was a joke.
Yeah, you get in the car and she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You thought that was funny.
You know, it's not going to be funny. You're not fucking me for 3 weeks. Yeah, there are some people like that. It's just yikes. So my next one, and like I said, incredibly subjective to this, I don't put religion on people, but I do like someone that believes in something.
Okay.
Not necessarily do you have to believe in what I believe in, but I think if you live your life for eternal life, I think that's just makes you a better person.
Okay.
So, like I said, you and I don't have to believe in this, the same things. I will never put that on anyone. But if you believe in something, I think that you live your life with more substance and that you're better to people. And that's something that I really enjoy. And even on the contrary, if we don't agree on something or if we believe in two different things, I enjoy having conversations about that because I find it incredibly interesting.
It's good to have those conversations as well.
Great high conversations, yeah. I'll tell you that much.
High?
Great. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I wouldn't know just sitting down but, and late night, wherever.
But they're fun. They're fun conversations to talk about that in general.
I agree.
I just think that it might be amplified if you're off a substance.
I guess so. It's always anything.
That's just a hypothesis.
Okay. One thing is a girl who just knows how to have a good time. And by that I mean like there's a few things when you have a gathering where you kind of bring her around your friends and there's always a like awkwardness like I don't know anyone here but a girl who's just social like let me see what, like let's make friends you know type stuff who is not afraid to talk to people who like I don't know you know she's like a vibe with everyone you know and no one like dislikes or anything like that. And you know when you like have that girl around you, like yeah, like she's good for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing.
Yeah, I'm noticing yours is very personality based, and then after each time you say something, you look at Brianna just to make sure that you're getting some sort of like confirmation, like I'm not fucking this up, right? I love that. So one thing that I look for is, and I would say this is like second date type stuff, but I'm always looking to see how they interact with family. Whether it is yours, social gathering, or their family. Because the way that people treat their own family is indicative on how they're going to treat you. And like I say, I'm not going to act like I've treated my family the best in all social gatherings. Like I, you know, there are certain things I don't agree with my family. However, the common respect for your parents or the elderly, it just shows the type of character that you have. And I've been in a social gathering where for whatever reason, I met a parent and I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then I'd go talk to my date and they just shit on their family. And I just, it's just one of the things that throw me off. But it's also very nice if you go to a social gathering and the family is just as good to you. You know what I mean? And it just shows levels to it.
Right. It's nice to see when her family like, oh, you're a very nice guy. This and that, like, you know, enjoys you. It's also fun to know that the family tea.
Oh,
the great best. Conversations there is like to know
the
like
best.
So this and that you know what I'm saying that's like ooh I get to get
that shit talking is like, okay that shit talking is okay right. It's more of the like the actual deliberate disrespect.
Okay, I mean
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I guess
that's a tough one.
I don't know if I've ever experienced that, but okay.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I know. Another thing, this one should have come off as a shocker, but assets. You gotta have the looks.
Dude, you are a hornball.
Let me just say this.
Christ. I like my girls that have a good time and they're good looking.
Well, like, those should be attracted to them. Like, looks is one thing.
Yeah.
You know, personality is another. She has to have, I'm an ass man, so I have to see some bottom. You know what I'm saying? Some peach on her. So, come on now. She has to know how to move those hips now.
You know, it's crazy because I'm over here trying to be like incredibly intellectual.
I know, that's the thing.
Well, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I look for a rack.
You're not a tit
if
guy.
If you're flat chested, if you're itty titty bitty committee, get the fuck out.
Come on, ass man or tit man?
Oh, I'm an ass guy.
I know it. That's what I'm saying.
But I've been very lucky.
I'll go snail you.
Yeah, it's just I have better fucking reflexes. I've been very lucky. With both.
Okay.
Like at the same time.
What are we talking about, the assets?
I'm just saying the ladies that I've been with have had both.
Okay. The one lady I've been with also.
I'm trying to understand where you're coming from with this. and I'm not following it right now, but you laughed too, so I'm assuming you're gonna say something after.
That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, man.
I'm gonna go back on my intellectual thing.
Let me hear
because this guy's a hornball and only looks at looks. One thing that I always look for is some sort of future or plan. Like I find that incredibly attractive if you have something that you're working towards that makes you very passionate. Because if you're just one of those people that's just like, oh, I just go with the flow and my looks will take care of it for me.
See where life takes me, yeah.
That dies out after 5 years and then everyone hits the age like 45 and then, you know what I mean? It's just one of those people, and there's a lot of people our age that think that the social media shit's gonna help them.
It's gonna bring them up in life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this one kind of builds on your point. Because you said some sort of plan.
That was
in
my
life.
Fifth one. Are we going to just keep on going? Fuck it, we could keep on going.
That was your fifth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your fourth, bud.
Are you sure?
Because this is my fifth, and I went before you.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, because you keep expanding your points, which is good. Mine.
That's his way of telling me to shut the fuck up.
That's not what I said. You kind of think you forgot how many points you had, but you had four.
So I don't know how to count.
Okay. Yeah. Nevada education, but. My last one was building off your point where she has like a potential future for herself. Yeah. This one is if you see any of some wifey material in her. Because, you know, I'm not dating. If I'm dating to for more, obviously dating to marry, but I'm not like, let's get married tomorrow type shit.
Right,
it's
no,
like,
I
you know,
potential.
I want to see some potential wifey material. Like, and it's like the little things like, you know, what she does around the house.
Let me give you a good one right now.
Let me hear it.
Because you took mine, and the aspect of that, motherly instincts.
You know what? That's the thing. Here's something. I saw something that said that when a boy is in love, he acts childish. But when a woman's in love, she has like a mother to that person. You know what I'm saying? So she has like a motherly instinct. All women
have
that.
And that's what I love. Yeah. That's what I love. Because if I'm fucking up, I need someone to, you know, put me in my place a little
bit. Smack you a little bit, right?
Well, that too. Naughty. Yeah, I need a girl that talks dirty to me. No, nothing like that. That's something that I love is shit like that where they care. It just shows that they care, you know what I mean?
Show some emotion, yeah. But that wife material is important. Because if you don't see a future with her, like, it's not going to work out in, you know, if you're looking to marry. If not, then I don't know.
That's a really good one, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good one. So my last one that I'd say is I need a little... this is a weird one if we did, like, a list... But BJ say Jackson says he needs a girl with a little oomph. But I need someone that like is a partly a bitch.
Interesting.
No, let me explain this. If you're known as the nice, which I'm the nice guy of the group, but if you're known as the notoriously nice girl, you're not gonna like do anything. I need a girl that can like stick up for herself and me. Because like I said, knowing me, I'm the nice guy of the group, and that's how I get used sometimes. And I need a girl that's going to be like, hey, motherfucker, this is what's going on. Blah, 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 blah.
So a woman who has a little control?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little, like she has that, I'll fuck you up.
You know what I mean? So you have to be like a little bit afraid of her.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
I need to be a little afraid. I need to respect you.
That's true. I think it should be mutual, though.
Well, you know,
I'm not saying she'd be afraid.
I need to be wearing the pants, but I don't need to be resounding wearing the pants where I'm like... fucking making all the tough decisions.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
You see what I'm saying? So I need a little bit of like, I need like a 75-25 balance right there, and that 25 is deadly if you fuck with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think that goes back into my motherly instinct a little bit that I look for a woman, but I need a little shit like that. I find that incredibly attractive when a woman defends you.
No, that's a fact. That's for sure. Alright, you're doing the one more bonus one?
Go ahead. I can dish these out.
Alright. This one, if you find out like a good girl, but she's like only bad for you, turn on. Something that I look for.
Wait, explain that one more time, I'm sorry.
So like it's kinda hard to explain, but it's like she's a good girl, but she's only bad for you.
Oh. You little freak.
No, like, I don't like that.
Freak. I like where you're going with this, though.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, like, just call me daddy. I treat me.
You're just saying she's a freak in the sheets. You know what I mean? She's a good girl.
Exactly. Like, you know, she would give that look in public, and like, I know too. You know, that's something that
gets you. You know, I like that. I like a girl who can eat.
Love it, man.
If I can't take a girl out on a dinner, what the fuck am I doing? Like, if we go out to eat, I want my girl to get a fucking ribeye. I want that bitch to get a fucking juicy hamburger. You know what I mean? Like, I want some, you know, like,
I don't care if she gets food on her face.
How many dinners do I have to go to and they get, I want a kale salad? No. Fuck that.
She's gonna eat this shit like.
Eat good. Even if you're like a vegan or whatever, eat the fucking juiciest. I just want someone that, like, I love going on dates and then you find that spot, like, where you both like. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, like, a girl that can fucking pound down some food, love that shit.
Let me tell you something. The first day I took my girlfriend on, she's hearing this one right now. But I took her to a restaurant, and I paid for it, obviously. And this is where I asked to be my girlfriend. Thank you. And I had the hookup for food, so it wasn't like I was paying oh my god money, because it was a pretty nice restaurant. But she told me, she was like, "Yeah, like I sort of like ordered like the cheapest thing on the menu, because you know, I didn't want to like waste your money."
That's very kind.
That is very kind. I'm not like, oh my god.
First date? Fuck yeah, that's very kind.
Well, I wasn't gonna order a fucking $30 steak from there.
But and I wouldn't care.
Of course.
And then on the second day she told me, she's like, you know, this first day. And she's like, now I'm gonna order whatever the fuck I want. I was like, and how damn fucking right you are.
Yeah.
And she got a grilled cheese. Like that's whatever you wanted.
I'm about to go in on some food. Fish and chips, baby.
Lazy dog.
I told you not to go there.
All right. So now we gave 10 plus 2 more extra for you folks out there. But now
there's going to be some more too.
Right.
Because I want to hear what she has to say, because it's probably going to help feed some.
So now we're passing the mic to my beautiful girlfriend. She's going to be, I think, not the first female, is it?
No, not the first female. No.
I don't remember another female.
First girlfriend.
First girlfriend for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a milestone. She's gonna do the top 5 things women look in men.
Take your fucking notes, boys. Especially you single folks like Coach Jackson.
Well, we know our listener base is like 90% male. So, to you boys out there, my girlfriend's beautiful. She's gonna give you a bunch of pointers.
Number one.
Well, I hate going at the very end because you guys took some of mine that I thought of. So that's great.
Were our lists okay though?
Yeah. I think they're good. Made me a little uncomfortable, everything Alex said, and then he would look at me and wink. But
see, I like that, dude. Give me a 2-time for that. We're playing chess around here, not checkers.
But my first one that I thought of was he has to be good with my family, because I have a really big family. I have there's 4 of us girls, 2 guys. So
that's tough. 4 girls?
Yeah, on just my dad's side.
Usually you're looking for the fucking, like, hey, I'm trying to please the mom. 4 sisters, Christ.
Luckily, they all like Alex. That's good.
I'm in for a treat.
But I also have 4 nieces and nephews. So when he's with my family, I always look to see how he interacts with the kids, you know, get that perspective, see how he's going to be in the future. But yeah, seeing him with my family, seeing that my family likes him, that's number one. You have to be good with the whole fam.
And not a lot of people who come from big families or just don't have good social skills, they fail at that really bad. And that's, I mean, hearing that being your number one, if you're not good with shit like that, that could be a buzzkill quick.
Especially since there's times where my family has come to me and stressed concerns about like my siblings, like significant others, and like having someone that's good around them makes me happier, since I know that they're not talking shit behind my back, since they're going to be a huge part of my life.
So it gives you more of like a security blanket, knowing that he's checking all the boxes, but maybe not them.
Yeah.
So that goes back to the family tea that you were talking about.
Dude, it's actually got like a little scary, because like when you go to meet family for the first time, a lot of fucking pressure on the guy.
A lot of pressure.
Like, you're like, am I going to say the right things? Am I going to do the right things? Am I going to look the right way? You know, like, a lot goes through your mind, but then when you start getting those conversations with everyone, you know, you start flowing and just be yourself.
Let me ask you this, because we've obviously said that it is a lot more pressure on the guy, especially meeting the dads and then the mom and stuff like that. Do girls feel that same pressure? Like, I've always felt like it should be more relaxed, just knowing my family. Especially my mom. When I've ever brought a girl to meet my mom, I always just tell them to relax because my mom is the sweetest human being ever.
I think it's definitely still nerve-wracking because you are meeting the parents, and that's like a big step no matter what. I don't think I was as nervous meeting Alex's parents because when I first met them, we weren't actually like dating yet. We were just kind of seeing where things were going. So I wasn't as nervous because I wasn't like his girlfriend. So I think that might make it easier almost, but then it's like, why are you introducing me to your parents so soon?
So let me ask you this. Can you only introduce another person from another sex to your parents if you're taking it serious?
Not necessarily. I personally only introduce people that have potential in my life long term to my parents. Alex is the first guy to meet my parents that I've ever talked to.
Wow.
I take that very seriously because my family means like the most to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are the people who I go to for everything. So I would never just introduce anyone to them. So right. You have to be pretty special to meet them in my life.
The reason why I wanted to ask is because I've always found it interesting. I think I brought a girl over to meet my parents like one time, and then like, was it too soon? You know what I mean? We had gone on a date, and then I happened to live with my folks. And I was like, oh, hey, here's my parents. And they, like, talked for a little bit. It was fine. She handled it like a champ, but...
I don't think it's ever too soon because it kind of sees where their mind's at. Mm-hmm. The faster you bring them around, I mean, it could be kind of scary how fast you bring them around if it's, like, first date kind of thing, like, always. Like, that's just how you always do it. Might be a little too soon.
Yeah.
Slow your roll, Jackson.
I wasn't, like... The way that I introduced her, I wasn't like, oh, hey, this is my girlfriend. You know what I mean? I was just like, oh, hey, this is so-and-so. And that's how it went down.
But sometimes it's nice to bring them around early because then you can see how your parents interact with them. So you can cut it off quicker if it's not
going to go anywhere. So it could be a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Because your harshest critics are your family.
For sure.
All right, next one. That was a good one. Good first one. I like this.
My next one. So I'm very personality based. Luckily, I got personalities and looks all wrapped into one. But
right.
My second one would be they have to be funny. They have to be funny because who wants to spend their whole life pretending to laugh at jokes and pretending they're funny?
No, yeah.
Pause. Are you okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. We're gonna keep on rolling, but I spit seeds when we do this. It's just kind of like a stress thing for me. I have my water right here, and I swallowed a seed, like an open seed, and it just went down my throat so hard, like it hurt really bad, and that's why I was like,
yeah. There's a baby that's gonna grow, and you know.
Yeah, you guys seen the Borat movie yet? No. Oh my god. Go watch that and
oh, the baby part?
The baby part, it's so fucking funny. But go on. I was listening to you. I'm sorry. It was just... I thought I was going to die for 2 seconds.
No, he just has to be funny. Like, comedian. Like, stand-up comedian always.
Is there ever a guy that's too funny?
Yeah, you. You're too funny in life. Like, you just act too funny all the time.
Fuck you, bro.
I'm just kidding.
But, like, what is the too funny guy? Like, what does that entail? Because now I'm curious.
So there's someone that we might all know, but they always try to be funny in every situation, even when they're not.
And is that another subtweet?
And he tries to insert himself into every joke at work. It's going to click as soon as I say his name.
I mean, we don't have to say
it. I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but...
Is it like I'm trying to be too funny type of guy, like, and it's like a turnoff, like he's can't take him serious?
No, not necessarily. I mean,
there are people like that just try to make it about them being funny too, or like take a joke. You know, you guys know that those guys or girls who you say something incredibly funny, and the next thing you know, they start taking credit for it, and it's like, you motherfucker.
Very true.
But I wanted to know this because you just said I'm a too funny guy. Like, is that a bad thing? Like, I never try to be the guy that you're referring to right now.
I never try to
be that guy, but like,
I think it's like, it's never a bad time. So it's funny.
Yeah.
There's something to laugh at.
But see, the funny thing is now, ironically funny, I just feel that if I'm the funny guy, I've been getting friend zoned for a minute then.
It depends. I mean, she thought I was funny, right? Was that funny?
Yeah, but I don't know. But here's my thing. Yeah. I don't think that you were the funny guy, though.
I guess. I mean, to her.
You see what I'm saying? Because you got enough serious. The way that I think of the funny guy is that, like, he's not serious about anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying? I hope these females know I'm pretty fucking serious. I'm a serious guy. I happen to be funny. I'm just serious.
I guess you could say that.
Yikes. Okay.
Okay, my next one is they have to be like thoughtful and caring. It's always nice to have someone who like cares about your feelings and listens to what you're saying and just thinks about you throughout their day. And we'll just send you like random texts or like just do something thoughtful, like bring you flowers or like out of the blue. Mm-hmm. That's just always something nice to have because you want to know that they're thinking about you. Even when you think that they're not.
Another question after this. Been called too nice of a guy. Where do you draw the line between being very caring and too nice? These are good questions.
I don't think I'd ever say someone's too nice when you're in a relationship. When you're in a relationship, you can never be too nice.
Okay.
I mean, there is a point where you don't want just, like, the nice guy in the relationship. Just like you guys said, you guys kind of want a bitch. Like, you have to have someone who stands up for themselves. Mm-hmm. You don't want a guy who's just always sweet to you. Like, you need someone to put you in your place, too. Like,
bash you a little bit.
Just a little bit. Not too mean to hurt your feelings, but...
Okay, so then let's talk about within your guys' relationship, when you guys were first... Like trying to get things going and anything like that. Where did he draw the line? Like, where was he between being too nice or like the perfect amount of like busting your balls?
When we first started talking, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you were 100% nice to me in private. You were also nice to me in public, but like that's just when you were always sweet. And then when you brought me around your friends, you were like funny and kind of making jokes about me, with me, all of that, which was nice because I saw how you can joke around with me early on.
And that goes to you as like one that can take a joke.
Right. But it wasn't mean joking around when in front of your friends. Like it was never mean.
Yeah, because you can toe the line where it's like, okay, now you're being a little offensive. Like chill out with all that. You guys ever been in that social setting where you think you had this relationship with someone, you're talking with them, and they start making a joke and it's like funny at first and then they make it incredibly personal about some shit that like hits like your feelings a little bit too much?
I mean, I'm not too... I used to be sensitive about stuff, but now I can take a fucking joke. So like today we had a function and she was talking. I don't know what... We were talking about something stupid I was doing. Mm-hmm. But I just learned how to laugh with it. Make fun of myself because it is funny.
Absolutely. I'm not trying to say it, but I just think that there's certain point in time where it's like, okay, you've made this joke now 6 times. Oh. Now you're just trying to say that to fucking, like, absolutely, like, either get me mad or upset me.
Well, in that case, it clearly bothered them. And you guys need to have a conversation about it if they keep bringing it up like that.
Shane?
Yeah. Why are you saying see to me? Like, we know. We're solid.
Solid? Why wasn't as like, a rock.
I wasn't inferring.
Also, the joke I was making today about Alex was that he gets too drunk and breaks things at his house.
Oh, yeah.
Because he called me too drunk tonight, so.
Well, here we are now.
She was off of it, yeah. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about you guys drinking together. Next.
Next question.
My next one is they have to be sporty in some way. They have to be athletic. Not necessarily. Like, they have to be smart, but you have to have some sort of athletic ability because who's going to teach our kids to play sports? Mm-hmm. I can do it, but that's, like, more of, like, the sports I learned, which is softball and soccer and gymnastics.
Right.
Who's going to teach my kids how to play football or throw a ball or...
So your son comes up to you today and says,
What son, first of all?
Down the line. As she said, he says, Mom, I want to be a dancer.
I love it. Let's put you in some dance classes, but let's also try some football. See which one you like better.
Yeah, I,
give him the option.
You know, son, you know, football is like a dance.
You know, you're moving your body this way, you're moving your body that way.
Here's the thing is, so, I...
like, your deal, your son has to play football is what you're saying.
No, I'd actually prefer them to play baseball, but that's a topic for a different discussion.
She would say that, some shit.
Hey,
like
come
that.
On
she
now. They all play football. They all play lacrosse.
Here's
the thing is, no, football and baseball are in different seasons, so they can play both. So I don't want to hear it.
I don't give a shit. Baseball kids in the high school are the most douchiest motherfuckers that have ever walked this earth.
So those were some of my best friends in high school. So watch what you're talking about.
They're douchebags, am I right?
Fucking lot. Like, we can't have that. We have to have football players. They're gentlemen.
So they can't play both?
No, because, dude, when it's spring ball, there's weight training. Baseball's going to make them weak. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. And here's my thing. What the fuck is a Tommy John surgery? Like, you don't hear that shit. You don't hear that shit in football. Like, you hear ruptured spleens.
Torn ACL.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like,
here's the perfect example is I wouldn't know those things. So I need a man who's athletic and sporty to be able to teach our children that. But going back to the dancing thing about my son, mm-hmm. my future son, I am personally a mom who will let my kids choose whatever makes them happy. If my kid mm-hmm. wants to wear a dress and play dress up with my daughters, great. I love it. Mm-hmm. Do what makes you happy in life. And Alex's face says something a little different about that. So we'll probably be talking off the pod.
Should we like talk about it a little bit right now? Because I think that's always like a fear.
I'm not saying that, but like my son wearing a dress, playing dress up with his sister is cool. But don't wear a dress in public, please. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know.
So then that's the thing. Would you let your daughter go out in basketball shorts? That's not considered girly.
Ooh, depending where, you know.
That's a good question.
If she's playing basketball, maybe.
Well, if our daughter can play basketball, why can't our son dance?
I'm not saying he can dance, but is he going to be dancing in a dress? He can dance in pants.
You never know.
I'm cool, but...
As long as...
I was a dancer.
As long as my kids are happy in life, I'll be happy with whoever they are.
I was in Ukrainian dance, by the way.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can't wait to see some moves later.
You already have.
Okay.
And there's a few more, I believe. Maybe one or two?
One.
Okay.
My last one is they have to be goal-oriented, which is kind of already mentioned in the girl aspect, but no one wants a guy who, oh yeah, I'm just gonna work at this fast food restaurant for the rest of my life. Like, you, that's fine in the time being. I love it. It gives you an income. It gives you an income. It sets you up to save some money while you're in college. But if that is your lifelong goal, I don't know if that's the person for me.
Let me just ask you this. Why are these bitches dumping me then? That and then talking to fucking squares.
I couldn't tell you. I could not tell
maybe,
you.
Maybe you're just looking in the wrong pond, buddy. Yeah, the cast your reel in a different direction.
I think that's a very good point. I'm just saying, like, I just don't understand some of the generation stuff. So, would say our generation is like 20 to 24, 25, mm-hmm. right? That would be a fair age group. I just don't see a lot of go-getters within people that we know. Within people that are in relationships now, it's just like, Alex and I always say that we're very few of people who are like us. You know what I mean?
Not last breed.
I'm not saying blue collar, but very, hey, if we want something, we're going to go get it. We're not going to accept a handout. And I just think that, I mean, this is going off on a tangent. I just don't understand. You just said as a woman that that's what you look for. And that's why you guys are very much together. And I love that. I just don't think that a lot of people have that mentality, or they say that they do, and then they just lower their standards so easily.
You know, that's very difficult for me to answer on the on the group of girls that you're referring to, since I'm not one of them, apparently. But I would say that some girls are living in the now, or you're going after a bunch of college girls, sorority girls, who mm-hmm. just want to party and have fun, and those are the guys that are there. Or as some women who we've interviewed apparently have said, they like assholes, and some guys are just too nice for them. They like the toxic stuff. that's not going to get you very far in life, ladies. So look for someone more goal-oriented.
That's what I want to talk about, because I think you're right. Like, I do fall the I'm the too nice guy sometimes, but I just don't know how to deliberately be a dick. Like, I just don't know how.
Well, don't be, deliberately be a dick to girls. That's not how you're going to get
one. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I don't understand, because I'm not over here, like, wiping their ass and shit like that, but I'm also, I'm not going to insult you and then joke around, because there are some people that just aren't very like that. You know what I mean? I'm just not a very insulting person.
You know, I've gotten some advice from when I was single from guys who are in relationships, like, mm-hmm. Hey, man, if you want a girl, he's like, and they're like, we know you're the nice guy. And I was like, girls don't like that all the time. They're like, you need to be a little bit, show them that you're not, I'm going to be nice to you 100%. I'm going to be a little bit dick to you here.
Be dominant, not dick.
Well, they describe it as dick, but I think that's what we mean. As in, like, you know, let the girl, like, hey, you're going to do this, but it's like, I'm not going to help you or something like that, you know? Right. You're like, you know, you can do this yourself. I'm not going to be there for you all the time. Like, yeah, be assertive like that. Just to show the girl, because it kind of fucks with their head, you know, and they'll think about you because you did that, you know?
Another thing I'll say is you can't just, like, be one of those guys who's like, oh, do you want to go on a date? Like, whenever works for you, like, wherever you want to go.
Ooh,
like,
good point.
You have to be the kind of guy who's like, what are you doing Friday night, 7 o'clock? I'm picking you up. Let's go to dinner.
Yeah.
Like, don't make plans. Like, we're going.
I like that.
You show your confidence, which is another thing girls kind of look for, confidence. You show, like, some dominance, that you're not a pushover. You're not waiting on them, begging for their attention. You, and then if they say no to that, then be like, okay, have a great life, I guess. Like,
Best of luck.
Also, it's easier to move from being friends, not one of your best friends, someone who's a friend to you in a friend group, into a relationship than just like someone random. Because they already know you. They already know that you can be the nice guy, you can be the funny guy, you can joke around.
That's actually good.
So you said it's easier?
Sometimes.
I don't understand what you just said. Like, I didn't understand the wording.
So it's easier to move from like friends in a group, not one of your girl best friends, into a relationship, moving from friends into a relationship, than just meeting someone and starting something like that.
That's hard. Right. Yeah, shit's not easy if you
don't know you. They don't know what you're about. They don't know your personality. They're not going to take that chance. Which is funny in our generation.
I think that's how we met, though. Because I sort of didn't really know you.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I got to know you at work. You were caring. You were thoughtful. You asked me questions. You invited me to things. One thing
that's another, but
okay. Hey, your field goal efficiency is fucking spot on, buddy. No, I think that's good too, because I do like your point. The thing that I always worry about, though, is like, I don't even worry about it. Remember when you were single and they were talking about how you meet your significant other, like, either a grocery store, work, or something else, remember? And like, I don't know why it always sticks with me and stuff like that, but like, I constantly wonder as a single person, like, I wonder if, like, not that I need a relationship anytime soon, because I don't, you guys both know this, but when I'm asked, like, I always wonder, I'm like, I wonder if I know that person, like, if I know who I'm going to be with, you know what I mean? Or is it just a stranger right now?
I'd say the best things come when you're not looking for them.
Facts. And like I said, see, I think it's really important too when you get into relationships, or when you're a part of our age right now, is to know when it is a good time to be in a relationship and when it's not. And for me right now, I know it's not a good time, because I'm incredibly selfish right now. Not necessarily as a friend or anything like that. It's just I don't think I have enough emotional
maturity,
availability, maturity to be in another relationship, because of things that happened in the past and where I'm at now, where I'm very, hey, I want to get this done. I need to focus about my school. I need to focus about my bread, like getting a lot of money, and I need to focus on this. Like, this is my top priority, right? And I don't think that I'm emotionally mature to be there yet. And there's a lot of people that we know that can't, like, recognize that. And so then they get in a relationship and then they wonder why it fails.
I think that's very smart of you, though, because you can't know what you're looking for if you don't know who you are, and you need to take that time to learn to know yourself and know what you really want in life, so that way maybe your next one is the winner.
See, and that's the thing, too, is like, I have to ask people what they perceive me as rather than know what I am, which is which I think I know who I am, but I try to get the, what's the word? It's more of like, I try to get the pass from everyone else, or the correct answer that I want to hear from anyone else. I don't know.
This is the saddest story I've ever heard, Jackson. You know, you gotta know that. Listen, I'm a winner.
When he says my full name, I get all like fancy.
a little hard. I attract winners. Mm-hmm. Assert yourself as what you are, and you'll attract those other people.
Well, I know
that. And don't look for it.
Well, I know that I'm a winner. It's nothing about like...
And you'll attract winners. Don't worry about it.
Well, here's my thing. It's like, I don't want the people listening right now thinking that like I'm a sad boy and I need to be in a relationship. Like, I don't. Like, I'm telling people straight up right now. It's nice to be in a relationship.
And honestly, Jackson, that might make girls want you more when you're unavailable.
Yeah. Well, I'm a busy guy right now. I have a lot of shit going on. I just think what I'm trying to say is every time that we do talks like these, I always try to like talk to that person that may be going through something or maybe like having an identity crisis right now, you know what I mean, on who what they're going through because of some of the things that happened last year or this year or even stuff that happens today, tomorrow. I just think that it's important, and this being said, is knowing who you are but also asking questions, because I think it is – I always ask you, hey, did I fuck up here? And you've asked the same things. I just think it's important to gauge your feelings and also be willing to be critiqued. I constantly ask that stuff because it's important to me.
No, I fuck with it. I fuck with it.
You fuck with my vibe? I pass the vibe check?
I mean, hey, listen, ladies. If y'all hearing this and y'all like what Jackson's saying, hit him up.
There's a couple. There's a couple.
No, only 10% of our viewership or something like that is females. Yeah. 12.
One of them is me.
So she's off limits.
Take that down to 8%.
But listen, we love having opposite gender on the podcast. We hope to have you more on.
She's actually a part of the team. Remember what's your position that you said? You're like chief marketing officer.
You were in charge of our merch drop.
That's crazy because I've tried to show merch to Alex and he shoots me down and says it's not the right time yet.
But that's good though. That is good that you're taking initiative on that. And I don't know why I'm not in these business calls. So you just fucked yourself on that.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was the first day I was ever invited to the podcast. I was sitting on my phone designing merch.
Humpty Dumpty or whatever is fucking Igor. What's his name?
Yeah.
Igor. Forget about that, you know.
Gramps.
Yeah. That's how you knew you were part of the team. So you're part of the team now. But. If to our listeners, if you liked having Brianna on here, we'll get her a nickname so she can go by a podcast name, and we'll have her on more.
And if you don't like me on here, tough luck.
I'm back on next week. Maybe she could come on a Real Life Wednesday. You want to be on a Real Life Wednesday?
I mean, I'm already here for some of them, so.
You want to see? But now I feel like you're more comfortable talking on the mic because that was like your biggest fear.
Yeah. I can tell you she's like... She was so nervous because I could tell in her tone and voice. So
funny. But now that you broke your podcast cherry, I feel like now you have to go with it. You know what I mean? Were we ever nervous about our voices? I don't think we gave a fuck.
It wasn't that nervous. It was just like we think we need to sound a certain way.
Yeah, and we also had no idea what the fuck we were doing. So it's like I'd talk like this or I'd talk way back here. You know what I mean? Like we had no idea what the fuck. Our first episodes are horrendous.
This guy is like the worst. He's like, according to the preponderance of our
You guys also told me that hearing your voice for the first time on the podcast, like recording, was kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, because I've never liked hearing my voice. It's not something that I'm like, ooh, wow, I have a really soothing voice. Like, it's just one of those things where it took a little bit, and then now I just don't give a shit. Like, this, I can't change it.
I have
it's
a much very...
like my dick size, you know what I mean? I can't change it. I was given the tools I was given with.
I have a very unique voice. It's very raspy. A lot of people don't like it, so.
Who has ever gone up to you and been like, so you passed the vibe check, your voice though needs some working to do?
Oh, you'd be surprised. People in high school used to tell me that my voice was quite annoying.
Like girls? That sounds like a girl thing that someone said.
Yeah, one of my teachers also told me that too. He was like, please don't comment in class anymore.
Oh my God. What's that teacher's name?
I'm not disclosing that.
Oh.
He's gonna get shit on because we have a fucking loyal fan base.
I'll come on and rape my professors right now and fucking skull fuck them.
Hell no. Listen, we're gonna throw some names out there for Brianna to get a nickname for the podcast on our Instagram.
Yeah, we'll put it on our story and then just kind of do a little poll, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you guys like.
So basically, she just confirmed that she's gonna. Why no, she leaves on Tuesday. Do you leave on Tuesday?
I leave on Tuesday night.
So she can't be on Real Life Wednesday. Fuck it, we'll figure out something to do, but you'll be back on the other Real Life Wednesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When did she get back?
Sunday.
You want, she should be on the next Sunday episode?
Yeah, I can be here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we'll figure out something.
Yeah.
But just so we know, I get the final vote on the nickname, so...
No, that's not how that works. That's not how that works.
Like, I don't know. I told you that.
Do you think, like, I chose Jack Chalet Hills as my other suit, my porn name? No, it was given to me by the viewers.
Ali Rockstrip.
Do you think that we have a toxic fan base?
I don't know.
I mean, even know who your fan base is.
It's like seven people, but like...
No, I think...
So that makes me the 10% women, so sorry, they're done.
Well, you might be the 20% because there's like probably five. I know one other girl that listens.
I know two who talked about it today with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they hate me, bro.
Yeah, they talked about you today. Love it.
They still think that I was the one that said belligerent. And
I clarified that it wasn't you.
Like, I don't know how many fucking times I need to literally say it was not me. Like, my voice is not like that.
Doesn't matter what you say, it's been you.
Honestly, I should just own it at this point. Like, it is what it is. I'll be like, yeah, you were belligerent.
Belligerent.
Here's my thing. No, but the thing he said was a belligerent. That's the thing. That's why I was like, it wasn't me. It upsets me. But the thing about that, which is so funny, is I was outside minding my own fucking business. I just said, what's up?
Yeah, but the sausage.
Bro, fuck you and that sausage.
You can't cook. That's another thing. A guy has to be able to cook.
Damn, you're off the list. Get the fuck out.
I'm a pit master. What the fuck?
So you chop up the meat.
I trained both of you guys, and I'm going to be fucking...
What are you talking about? I was fucking training you, and then you're trying to teach me.
Who took the pit master quiz for all three of us? I don't want to hear
you
it.
You cheated on it. You cheated on it. First, you're going to call our boss stupid, and then now you're going to say that you fucking did all the pit master shit. Fuck you. You cheated on it.
He doesn't even listen.
Oh, no, he probably... Well, I mean, he used to. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he does, low-key. That's why I was like, oh, we're throwing out names.
Thank you so much for the job. Thank you so much for the job.
But here's my thing. We formed this friendship. I just... Damn it, I deserve some credit in this shit. I trained you guys at Dickies.
I'm going to clarify for everyone who's wondering. Jackson is to thank for mine and Alex's relationship. And Alex will deny it, but Jackson got me the job there.
And I brought
through my stepdad. And he walked me into the party because I was too scared to go in by myself.
She walked in, but I sent an invite, so technically.
Yeah, but she was about to leave. Her fucking legs were shaking like this because she didn't want to fucking go. Next thing you know, is the time of our life. Coke things were fucking, well, like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Yeah, sure, Vegas.
Well, yeah, but like Coca-Cola, what was it that you had? It was like a...
Oh, cooler.
Cooler, yeah. That shit was fucking broken.
Yeah, that was Gonzo-y. The second party, Jackson. Why do you get them both confused?
I have CTE.
There's so many Ali Rock Ragers we can't keep track, but...
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you so much, guys, for listening. Can't wait to do Real Life Wednesday right before Thanksgiving. We're thankful to have you guys as a fan base. We'll let you guys know that on Thanksgiving as well.
We'll see you on Wednesday, yeah?
That's right. We'll see you guys on Wednesday, and you guys better take care.